Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Two Birds, Both Stoned podcast. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Emily.
And we're having a great time. I'm so excited for this one. I'm just going to jump in. We're getting into summertime. It's coming. When is the official start of summer? Let's look it up. Official start.
I thought it was like June 18th or something.
Right? It's something like that. June 21st. So we're almost there. I can taste it on my tongue. I love summer.
I used to be a summer hater, but now I like it.
I have always been a summer lover. It's the Florida in me. It's the beach girl in me. I fucking love summer. And so we wanted to get in the summer spirit and just talk about summer. About our favorite things about summer. We have a few little categories we're going to go through. We don't have like a lot. Like we have like lists, but it's kind of more talking points. We're just going to be talking about summer, but we're going to be talking about our favorite music. We could have done movies. But I don't really know if I have any.
No, I feel like it would just be...
If it comes up, it'll come up.
Yeah.
But music, we're going to talk about food, drinks, and then just some other like random like essentials, things that like make us feel summery. I've always loved summer, so I'm very excited about this. And I feel like we are gonna have, like, especially in the music category, which is like the biggest chunk of what we have to talk about, I feel like we're gonna have different vibes, because I feel like sometimes my my summer vibe is weird.
I don't know what I'm expecting for yours. I definitely have two different types of summer music that I listen to, but we got to get into that if we want to get into that.
Okay. I guess I could just talk about like one of mine or two. Should I do like one or two and then you could do two?
Sure.
Okay. Because some of them I just don't have much to say on. It's just like my first one, I don't know if you know
the song. Were you going for like feeling of summer or like this song, like
I heard the song in the summer? Or it's kind of both.
Okay.
Some I like listen to year round, but for some reason it's like whenever I listen to them, it
makes you think of summer.
It's also music that I want to listen to in general, just on like a sunny day. Right. It's a lot of mine is like what I listen to at the beach.
Right.
Like it's like beach music to me. It's like relaxing almost, even though some songs aren't, like I have slow songs and like more upbeat songs, but I don't know. It just makes me feel like relaxed. It makes me feel homey. Also like I'm at home. Yeah. And I think that has to do also with, like, in my head, summer, the beach, like, at home is, like, my favorite beach. Like, it makes me feel, like, just safe and comfortable. And, like, I should be sipping a little pina colada. Why? How did you, like, what were you thinking?
No, I was just curious. I think I get what you mean.
I don't know if I get what I mean.
What you just said. I really just, like, kind of tuned you out. I'm not going to lie.
I felt like I was talking for so long.
Mine are like holy songs shit. That like make when I they give the feeling of summer to me.
Okay.
Like when I associate, if I had to associate a song with the season, it would be summer. Songs.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay.
The first song, I don't know if you know the song by Nikki, Every Summertime. I feel like I'm gonna have to play it for you really quick. You might have heard it. It was like on TikTok. And she's like part of 88 Rising. Okay, the chorus is like completely different.
I know this from TikTok.
Right? Baby, I love everything to travel inside your mind. Emma, yes. Emma gets it. Emma gets
it. Oh my
God. Like, it just makes you want to, like, I want to be in a hammock, you know? I want to be in a hammock on the beach. You do not agree?
No, I get it. I just.
Like, a palm tree is swaying.
Right.
Yeah, that, and I feel like I am the palm tree swaying when I listen to that song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I listen to it on the beach.
Love.
My second one is the Harry's House album.
The whole album?
Yes, but the song that specifically made me think of the album was Daydreaming. So summer. But to me, I don't know, even though it's not like it came
Grape
out in
Juice
summer.
Grape Juice is like a summer song.
Grape Juice too, yeah. That's like, I don't even know why I like feel that. I guess it did kind of, it came out like not long before summer.
Yeah, it was like spring, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. It just like, so maybe I was just listening to it all last summer and maybe that's why, but, and his tour was kind of during summer. Harry's House feels like summer to me.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Like sushi even like makes me want to dance. I don't know. It feels summer to me. But yeah, that's really odd. I don't know. That one might just be personal.
No, I see that. Yeah. It does have like a summer feeling to it. Yeah. The whole album does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I kind of separated mine into songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for this.
That are, like, in my mind, like, songs that I associate with summer. Like, in my mind, they are the season summer. And then songs that I, like, love to listen to in summer. Like, this is what I would listen
to. Like, you actually are hearing it in the summertime. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a mix in both categories, but you'll see what I mean. So, like, okay, the first section is more, like, fun songs that just, like, remind you of summer. So, like, my first one, I Like It by Enrique Iglesias.
How does it go? I love Enrique Iglesias, so I'm sure it's good. I'm sure I probably know it.
Okay, once you hear it.
Oh, wait, yeah. Baby, I like it.
Yay. Okay, the Jersey Shore cast did, like, a music video with them to this.
That makes
like,
sense.
And, like, it's so summer to me. Also, this was the theme of, like, Shark Week one year.
Shark Week?
And it always makes me think of summer because of that.
My hometown is on Shark Week all the time. I don't know. I haven't heard the song in a really long time.
It's so good.
It's
so summer. Like, that is a summertime song.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. And then my next one, this one I think is a universal thought, but Slide by Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Is summer in a song. It's
like this. See, I like that.
It's like a summer song. Like, it is summer.
Yeah. I feel like when I was putting together my list, I felt like I had a lot of slower vibe songs. And I was like, is that wrong? Like, it felt, like, wrong that summer had to be, like, hype songs. But I don't think that's true. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, when I was making the list, I felt like it almost, like, had to be club songs for some reason. But then I was like, no.
That wasn't a club song.
It's not.
That you just picked.
No, I know. And that's why I'm saying, like, then when I started, like, really thinking about it, I was like, the songs I listen to in summer aren't club songs. It's, like, more vibey.
Slide is kind of a club song.
It can be, but it's also, like, it's a slower tempo. Like, it's not, like, a dance-dance-ass-ass song.
I only have a couple that are like that.
Right. But I was like, they don't have to all be like that, though.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So my next one is kind of a genre of music that is very summer to me. And I think specifically the summer I'm going to be listening to a lot of. And it's, like, reggae music. Reggae-inspired music. Okay, guys, come on. Please. I like reggae music.
No, it's just, like, funny. Like,
like, I was just about to say, we already know Murder, She Wrote, Murder, She Wrote. It's so good. But also songs like this that are just like have, like, this is Her, H-E-R, and Due to Me. And it's like reggae, like, inspired. Like, it's not, like, it's still like Her. Like, it's just so.
No, yeah, it's
like
good.
So good.
It's just and it's funny so, that you said that.
No, and it, well, this next part is funny because another song that specifically is very summer to me, but has, this is not a reggae song, but it has hints in the background, like the drums and stuff. And it's
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's Rude. So true. Rude
it's
by Magic.
So throwback. Summer.
Okay, if anyone saw Fifth Harmony Live, they covered this, one of their first tours ever.
Yes.
And I remember I had the illegally downloaded version on my iPod Touch and I would listen to it all the time.
Period. Like, it's so, like, are you kidding? Like, no, that is on a beach. Like, that, like, you are on a
summer.
Beach. And it's like, I feel like, I don't know, like, I again, that's not like a reggae song, but like, it does have so many hints of like reggae, like the
inspired,
drums. And it's so good. And music like that, again, I want to be in a hammock. I want to be like sipping an Island Smile.
Right.
Under like a tiki hut. Like, it's so summer to me.
Yes.
It's so summer.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can go because that was a lot in one.
No,
it was
for
so
mine,
good.
I put My as the next one.
Taylor Swift?
No. Troye Sivan.
Oh, yeah.
Such a summer song to me. Like, it's like a windows down in the car, like, summer.
Yeah, even
song.
The way he dances to it, like, you know how he's always like that is,
it's
this
so
is so
summer. Yeah. But it was.
It's so summer.
Yeah. It always, like, I associate that song with summer for sure.
Absolutely agree.
And then my next one was Where Them Girls At.
Yes.
Where
Them
Girls At. That is such a summer
it's
song
so
to me.
Summer.
Like, it.
Beach Club.
Yeah, Or even just, like, pool in the car. Yeah. It's going... I remember, like, driving to the pool or something and it being on the radio. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It feels like it's always been there in the summer.
It's always been there for me. No, yeah, that song's so good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is. It doesn't have to be, like, a club song. That is very much, like, windows down, driving around. Everybody's, like, singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, very fun. This next one, for me, I don't know why, but it's an artist, but also a few specific songs. Prince, for some, like, Raspberry Beret.
Like, I love this song.
So, I know, it's, like, my favorite Prince song. But, really? Like, yeah. Why? What's yours?
No, I was just surprised it's your favorite.
That, and I also, like, really like Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
And more. Yeah. But that song, I don't know, it really does it for me. And my mom will love to hear this. She's going to be so proud of me. But, like, it just, I love it.
My mom loves Prince, too.
Yeah, it's so, the artist formerly known as Prince, should we say. Mm-hmm. You know that, right? The symbol thing. Who was I talking to that? Somebody didn't. I think it might have been Olivia. Who didn't know about that? That, like, it was actually a thing. Like, that he, somebody was like, oh, I never knew why people said that.
Oh.
Because he, like, actually changed his name to, like, a symbol. So that's why you have to say.
Right.
The artist form was, yeah. Anyways. Love him. And
love Prince.
I don't know if it's because it's, like, kind of 80, like, the 80s. But it's, like, it just feels like summer to me. Like, the beats, it's, like, very, like, fun. And, again, something that you just be playing, like, windows down in the car, but also just, like, laying on a beach, I would listen, and it's just, like, fun.
It's always good.
It puts me in a good mood, next song is complete, like, 360 kind of from that. I don't know if you know The Lime Tree by Trevor Hall. It's, so I actually have, like, a summertime playlist that I made, and it's a lot of songs like this that are, like, slow. Sandy and the rain crew,
Aileen.
I was hiding in the light. Thank you, Emma.
I'm not a fan.
It's good. I really, really like that song.
I'm sorry.
Paige showed me that song, and I've been obsessed ever since. And we would, like, just... And maybe that's why. I think it's, like, a memory thing. Like, I remember, like, me and Paige driving around in her, like, horrible little Fit car that had Fit. Like, a Fit. It was, like, a Prius.
Honda Fit.
Yeah. And... It had no AC, and she had to use one of those, like, it was such an old car that she had to use, like, a Bluetooth connector, and it would always fuck up, you know? Like, it was just, like, very nostalgic. And we'd be driving around with all the windows down in summer, going to the beach, like, scream singing this song.
Yeah.
So I think it is, like, a nostalgia one for me, but it's so good. And guys, I'm telling you, and it's a great song to listen to when you're high, just, like, laying there at the beach. It's 10 out of 10. And you should try it.
No. Not for me, but that's okay. Next on my list is August by Taylor Swift.
Oh,
that song is
that's
summer.
Kind of sad summer to me, though, because it's like end of summer.
No. It doesn't, it's not even like, her name is August. It's not like.
Wait, what?
Like the song. Like, it's not like the. Right?
What? I'm really confused right now. Are we talking about the same song? Somebody's gotta play it. We need to listen to it now. Cause what's going on? Whose name is August?
What I just said. Like, I literally don't know what I just said. Holy shit. Like, what just happened? Like, I think I just, like, did I have a stroke? Like,
this
song, okay, I know it's sad, like, end of summer.
Well,
because
it's looking back at summer.
It's so good.
Oh,
this is a driving, like, coming home from the beach, windows down, we're all scream singing.
No, absolutely. And it is, like...
And I can see us lost in the memory, August slipped away.
Like, this song, Emma made a list. Okay, I'm so sorry. I need to address this.
Yes.
Emma made a list of Taylor Swift songs that are absolute 10s out of 10s.
And August.
August was not on there. No.
Emma, come on.
That song.
It's a 10 out of, no, I've cried to this song many times.
I can listen to it in every scenario of my life.
I'm still thinking about you saying August was her name.
I really, like, what just happened to me? Yeah, you should have put it on
there.
Yeah,
it should be on there.
Of course
it
should
be. It's, for me, for me, it's just, like, yeah, again, like, I, it's, it is summer. Like, I agree, but it is, like, I'm listening to like the end of summer, like looking back at summer, because it's like talking about, well, or at least how but I it's interpret just, like, the song.
The music, though, it's like,
no, yeah, I'm not disagreeing at
it's
all.
It's good.
It's just like how I interpret. It's like looking at a relationship that like was a summer romance, like, yeah, and it, but, it's like, ending.
Sometimes I feel like sometimes I listen to Taylor's music, I listen to the lyrics, and the other times I don't.
No, and you know what I mean. That's totally fair. No, because it so is. I mean, yeah. Even in the beginning, it's like salt air, like
no, yeah, yeah. It's about.
Never mind. No, this song makes me cry because it makes me think of
so good. The next one is Juice by Lizzo.
Yes. That is that's such so a summer.
Summer song to me.
That's so summer.
Yeah.
So true. I'll say three just because it's three artists and I'm just gonna like say them.
Okay.
Because I know two of them you might not really know. So but for those that do, Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
I know them.
Okay, yeah.
My friend went to college with them.
Really? I love them. They're taking like a hiatus right now because of like a health issue, I guess, which is sad. But I just love their music. Another one that's kind of nostalgic for me for like summer and like hanging out with like Paige and my friends because we all like really like them. I saw them at Sunfest. It's like a music festival in my hometown. Like, I don't know. A lot of the music is like kind of slower vibes, but it's for me that them. This them and the Backseat Lovers, you probably know them too, yeah. Both their music is like I'm laying at the beach like reading a book or just like taking a nap, and those like their music is playing in my head. Third one, Kali Uchis.
Yeah,
Moonlight specifically, I fucking love that song. I just wanna get high with my love.
Emma loves
so
Kali
good
Uchis.
I didn't get to see her at Coachella and that also made me so fucking
Why?
sad, because she was at the same time as was it Catronata? I think it was Catronata. It was just, and we had to go see Catronata. And I figured I could see Callie, like I would go to her tour.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go to a Catronata tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I will see her. But yeah, those three artists are all very like laying on the beach, high, reading a book, chilling, listening to those artists.
Summer. Yeah. Last one is The Spins by Mac Miller.
Oh, I really don't know like any.
You know that song. It's like so popular.
Maybe if I hear, I really like, Michaela's like a huge Mac Miller fan, like huge, huge, and she gets mad at me. Oh, yeah, I already do
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah, this is so summer.
Yeah, like it's a song I associate with the season. Like immediately when you hear it, it's like, oh yeah, that's a summer song.
Yeah.
I also feel that way about I Know You Want Me by Pitbull.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Don't have
like when you hear it, it's like, oh my God, that's a summer song.
I don't have any Pitbull
on
here for some reason.
Is that a form of synesthesia?
What?
A type of synesthesia.
Oh, like the sensing.
I don't
thing?
Know how to say that word.
Synesth.
I don't know how to say it. Whoa. I don't want to attempt it, and I don't want to get canceled.
I don't have any Pitbull on my list, which is a crime, and I'm adding it right now. All Pitbull.
Yeah,
is summer
fine.
For me. All Pitbull.
Okay, and then I have like three rapid fire that are like what I listen to, like. In summer that are summer to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's the type of music I want to be listening to all summer.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I get you.
Versus, like, what is summer, but it's, like...
What you want to be listening
yes.
to. Yeah. No, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, so number one, Is It Too Much to Ask by Faye Webster. Anything by Faye Webster in the summer is so good. You...
I'm so bad with, like, I know a song, but I don't know the name or artist. Like, I...
It's, like... This type vibe.
I mean, the vibe already yeah. is very summer.
It's like I'm sitting on a porch drinking a margarita. Like
LA does not
smoking,
have enough outdoor
like,
space.
Yeah.
LA needs to build
more. And people
more.
Watching.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that is, I'm just like sitting
need.
There listening to that.
Need.
You Never Knew by Haim. Another, I'll just play the intros to all of these songs because
yeah.
it you get the vibe.
Immediately. And that's the thing that you need in a summer song. You
it
need
is
to know.
Essential.
You need to know immediately that
right
it's a summer
the
song. Yep. Exactly. Oh, my God. Literally. That's like, I'm at a luau.
No, I know.
I have been transported.
I have a playlist of songs that are all like that if anyone wants it.
Yes.
I can put it in the description.
We have been saying we're going to put the description.
I have been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have okay. in a few episodes.
Okay. Good,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
good.
And then last one, Steam by Shelly, which is like, do you know Claro?
Yeah, I know.
It's her and two other people, Claude okay. and someone else, and they made a band for like a side project. But you'll know the song.
I don't know if I know it, but it's, again,
you don't know this song? Oh my god, it's so good, Kaylin. It's
There's little, like, almost sounds like a wind chime in the background. I like that a lot. Yeah, I have just, like, a few last rapid-fire ones. Mac DeMarco, My Kind of Woman.
Any Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, any, honestly, yeah, all Mac DeMarco. This is my, these next, like, two are the only, like, kind of clubby, like, really dance songs on mine. Malibu, Kim Petras.
Of course.
So Summer reminds me of us on the bar bike in Savannah. Exactly. Because I remember during that song, I was standing in the middle and I was literally like,
yes, I performing. Remember that.
So good. Oh, God, that was so fucking
that
fun.
That was so fun. We need to go back soon.
No, I miss Savannah so much.
Me too.
And then WAP, WAP.
Yeah.
Wet Ass Pussy. Can I not say that? Yeah, I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. It's just funny that you said the whole thing.
I think it's because every time I say it, I say WAP and WAP because I don't know which one it is. And then I get confused with WAP, WAP. You know, the
Let
other
me see
song?
WAP, 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 WAP.
Yeah, exactly. So then I'm like, I don't know how to say it. So, yeah. I don't know. That one reminds me of summer, but also reminds me of COVID summer, which is a whole other thing. But,
oh my God.
Oh, yeah. It's such, I mean, classic. And I know every single fucking word. It's so good. I really do. I know every single word, the entire rap, everything. And then 18 by Khaled.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of his songs, but like specifically that one. Because I'm 18. It's like driving with the windows down.
Yeah,
vibes.
No, I get it.
I don't know. And then country music as a genre, especially when I'm wanting that like white Republican summer that we've been talking about, that we've mentioned before, white Republican summer back
it's
in Florida.
It's something like you just need. Like there is nothing. There is no better feeling than being at a lake house in the summer.
Yeah. Well, I've never been at a lake house in the summer, but that's because I'm from Florida and we
just
went to the beach. Like we don't have lake houses.
No. Yeah. Like in Chicago, we would.
Lake house. I've always wanted that though. That feels so Twilight to me.
It literally is like the best.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah.
That's what I picture.
Exactly. Cheaper by the Dozen too.
I want to go to a lake house.
I know.
I've never, like, and that always seemed
and tubing
so fun.
And, like,
I love tubing.
Going out on the boat and then, like, sitting by the fire.
I've never even been in a lake, I don't think.
That's crazy.
Because it was just always the ocean.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, literally think I've ever been swimming in a lake.
We were surrounded by lakes.
Lakes always kind of freaked me out, though, because aren't they dirty?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Maybe the ocean's dirty, though.
Prejudice. Well, the ocean, but it's not, it doesn't look dirty. Like, lake water is, like, black.
It's not black.
Okay.
It's, like, darker, but it's not black.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to a lake eventually.
It's fun. I love a lake. Lake is so cunt.
It is.
Lake life. I love lake life. I'm not kidding. My dream is to retire. Not even retire. I'll do a lake.
Just have a house.
It's to just live on a lake, have a little boat, have, like, can play golf and, like.
Yeah.
Like in another life,
it does
life,
sound very
that
you.
Me.
That yeah, I just want to be on a beach, which
I
we're
know.
Gonna talk about later.
Yeah, you're a
we're gonna talk
person,
about that later.
I'm a lake person for sure,
for sure. But yeah, that's the end of my music. Country music, it's so. I mean, I don't know how many times I can say it. I love a white Republican summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Beach, just vibes. Okay, do you want to move on to like food?
Yeah.
Just again, it's kind of like rapid fire. We're just gonna like these are just
hot dog.
Hot dog is a good one. That's a really good one. Mine are kind of like nostalgia vibes. So like I put nostalgia, I can't. Like bagel bites, pizza rolls.
Bagel bites, so real.
Tropical smoothie, like I mean the smoothies, but also like the food. Like I don't know, we would always get tropical smoothie in the summer. Strawberries, watermelon.
Watermelon. I put cherries.
Yeah, cherries also.
Cherries.
All the red, fruits.
God. I can fuck up a bag of cherries.
Yeah.
I could eat, like, if someone just put a bag of cherries, I could eat the entire bowl
so
in one sitting.
So good.
Like, that
good.
Is addictive.
Addicting.
I'm really going to buy some after we leave
here. I need some cherries, actually. That's
like, that
so
sounds
real.
So good.
Yeah.
Corn on the cob.
So summer. When we had corn on the cob at Emma's last July 4th.
Are we doing that again? Can we?
Well, maybe, because I might be going home.
Why?
Because it's the only like weekend I'm gonna be able to. Oh, soggy, like when you have chips and you're eating them by the pool, so they're a little bit soggy.
Ew.
Soggy chips.
Yes, but like
no,
ew.
I know it's like ill, but also
okay,
it's like that's
not,
a feeling.
Is it gross? I love This is...
I'm so excited to hear what you're about to say.
I love regular Lay's potato chips dipped in ketchup.
I'm 100% on board.
Thank you. I'm 100%.
No, it's so, so good. And then good. Those a little soggy by yes. the pool. Yes. I'm telling
like,
you.
Like, that is exactly what was in my mind. Like, it fell off my hot dog, and yep. I was like, thank God, so I could dip my chips in it. I probably scraped a little off. Also, this is probably scary, but when I was a kid, I would also, like, eat just a hot dog bun and ketchup. What?
Literally
it's
jail.
So good.
Jail?
No, like, I would eat one right now. Hot dog bun. Not even a toasted hot dog
what
bun.
What does that give you?
I need it raw. I don't know, but I also used to eat like cold hot dogs.
I would eat cold hot dogs.
My grandpa was just like, eat it. Just eat it. Sorry,
eat it.
Email.
Just eat it. Yeah, no, I get that.
I love summer food though. Cheeseburgers too, another summer fries.
Yeah, rolls like wraps and like cold sandwiches, right. Like pub
pasta
subs.
Pasta salad.
Oh, pasta salad is a good
potato
one.
Potato salad, chicken yeah. salad.
Pub subs for the southern
pub
girls.
Subs, yes.
Oh, God, I would die for a Publix
up
sub.
A pub sub.
Oh, my God.
The chicken tender
one. I was just about to say, my order is a chicken tender sub with provolone.
I didn't order that like the first time. Yeah. I would normally get just like a sandwich yeah. sandwich, but then my friend let
you
me
need.
Try hers, and I kid you not, I like.
It changes your life.
The best thing I've ever eaten.
I'm telling you. Chicken tender. And you could get it buffalo or regular.
I got the buffalo.
Yeah, buffalo chicken tender sub. So good with like provolone or like whatever cheese.
It's
oh my God. It's so
good.
I usually will just get. I would always go before the beach. I would stop at Publix.
Need.
And then also sometimes get an acai bowl because across my beach there's this really good acai bowl truck. So good. But no, specific. I get the chicken tender sub, provolone, lettuce, and ranch.
Yum.
And it's
no
so
ranch, but
good.
Yep,
I'm a big ranch girl. Even on the buffalo one, I get ranch on it. It's
well,
so
yeah,
good.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Love. So good.
Yeah.
That was all my foods. And
I'm
food
trying
stuff.
To think what else. Popsicles, big ice cream food.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In the summer. I'm a
big
ice
cream
girl. I'm a big ice cream girl in general.
In general.
But, like,
worse, I'm a sweets girl.
I am too.
It's like anytime too. I eat, I need a little sweet.
Me too. I always need something sweet.
Yeah, which is why I ordered two cake pops
love.
From Starbucks. I mean, I only have two drinks was the next thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I only have two.
I have a few.
I should have put Island Smile.
Island Smile is on mine.
Okay, well, I'm adding my other one's lemonade, which is like a duh. Like, I don't know. It's just like I gotta have. And I really love lemonade.
I have lemonade on mine too. It's okay, it. I feel like lemonade is marketed as a summer drink.
It is.
It's
and
promoted
it
in a summer way, so that's why I put it on there. But I have a few drinks. Capri Sun, just nostalgic.
See, I wasn't thinking
that
hard
was
enough.
Such
that's so good.
Or like a high C juice box.
Sunny D. Did you drink
no.
Sunny D? I used to be a Sunny D girl.
High C juice boxes.
Oh
well.
Yeah, no. And like when you like finish it and you just like squeeze it and it's all gone.
Juicy juice boxes. Like
so.
Yeah. I really was a like Capri Sun girl. But
oh,
our
yeah,
mom
same.
Would
Fruit
get
punch.
So mad. Like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but my mom would get so mad when she would find little straw wrappers.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be like, I'm never buying Capri Suns again if I find another straw wrapper around here.
I love Capri Suns and Sunny D, but I feel like my girl with her notifications, my mom, like, wouldn't really want to buy them for
no,
me because they
yeah.
were so sugary and stuff.
Same.
But, like, so when I had them, I feel like I had Capri Suns, though, more than I had Sunny D's. Sunny
yeah.
D's are, like, really, really, really sugary and bad for you. But I love – I haven't had a Sunny D in so long, and I think I might buy some because I'm an adult now and I can do that, and I don't know why I haven't.
They made
I think
Sunny
I need
D
to buy
seltzers.
Some.
Like
alcoholic?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. Oh, I need to find that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved – and Sunny D's, like, for me, I really didn't get them a lot. I should have had that on this list. I don't know why I didn't.
Orange juice, I feel like, is summer, too.
Yeah, it is kind of summery. What type of oranges do you buy?
Do I buy? I don't buy,
oh.
I mean, like, cuties, clementines.
I buy
oh, orange
Florida's
juice,
natural
do you mean?
Orange
is
juice.
That what you said? Orange
yeah.
juice? I thought you said what kind of oranges. I was
no.
like, oh, I don't know. I just buy
orange
like,
juice.
I
get, what is it? I think it's.
Fine. I don't know. Just, like, the cheapest one with no pulp.
So true, no pulp. So true. Like, no, so true.
I don't really care about a brand. Like, I just get whatever's like
I get
cheaper.
Florida's natural. It's so good. It's like my preferred, but I don't really know actually if I've gotten that here. I don't even think they have it here, but I get that in Florida.
I like Trader Joe's has a good one.
I remember after I passed out in Jamaica, they gave me orange juice, and it was pulp, and I didn't even finish the cup, and I was like ill, and I didn't want to finish it because it had pulp in it.
Ew.
Insert video of me passing almost fat. We should have done that.
I haven't.
Yeah, they did take videos of me, which I respect. I had to ask for them.
No, and we didn't. We weren't going to say anything unless Kaylin brought it up.
And I was like hoping that they
because
took a video.
We were. Olivia literally turns to me and she goes, Emily, Kaylin would want us to vlog this.
Also, reminder, they were all like so high.
So high out of our minds. Like sitting there watching Kaylin, like being cared
and this
for,
was after
we were
I was
all like sitting there, like on the verge of tears, like, yeah. What just happened? And then Olivia turns to me and it's like, Emily, I think Kaylin would want you to vlog this.
And she was right.
And I did.
I would.
I took a clip. Yeah.
The next morning, I was like, I don't even remember how I brought up. I was just like,
wait, did you guys take a video?
And obviously.
Oh, no, you said, I wish I had a video. And we were like, oh, we took one.
But it was like, you know, it was after I was awake and I was like,
we made sure you were okay. Fine. Like if it were something serious, obviously.
Yeah, I was mostly fine and I did want it and she was right. And I'm glad that we got that.
Right. We knew you would want it for the content.
But yeah, that's how much I hate pulp though, is that I was like on the verge of like passing out again and they gave me orange juice just to make sure my blood sugar wasn't low, which it wasn't. But, and I didn't even want it because it had pulp in it. And I literally remember taking a sip and being like,
Other drinks remind me of summer. Slushies in general, but frozen margaritas.
I wish I liked margaritas.
Yeah, that's
I think
crazy.
I've said that before.
That's sick.
I'm not a tequila girl. And yeah, tequila is
sick.
So summer.
It's
tequila
so good.
So
tequila
summer.
Is superior.
I don't like the taste at all. It makes me literally want to vom even just thinking about it right now.
I love it. Okay, and then lastly, Mike's Hard. That was like the first, like, not... I think time I got like drunk when I was like in high school was Mike's Hard and it was like in the summer. So
my
I was like
first drink that I got drunk on was cranberry vodkas and I don't drink cranberry vodka anymore. I drank them way too much when I first started drinking and like when we were in Hong Kong I drank so fucking many cranberry vodkas. I have one more drink and it's just beer.
Oh,
beer
ew,
is summer. Ew. We all know. I'm a beer girl. And I'm okay with that.
Summer is a white wine.
I'm not a big wine girl. And I mean I
or a fruit
only drink
wine. Love a fruit wine.
I only drink like white wine. I don't like red wine. I've really tried. I just don't.
I like red wine.
But I'm also just not a wine girl, really. Mm. I've really tried to be.
It's just not
who I am.
Yeah.
I love
it's in my blood though.
A cold Corona Premium or Modelo or even a Miller Lite on the beach. A tall boy can on the beach with me in a brown paper bag. Is everything I need.
Good for you. Good for you, girl.
So good.
Kaylin,
I love beer.
Okay, next essential.
It's just some most of mine are like activities kind of.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
I feel like I didn't think hard enough.
Oh, mine's kind of funny.
Oh.
Not
funny. Do you want me to go first? Should I just say them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not many. So one, this will be a discussion because I know that we don't agree, but I am a beach over pool person. Like, I prefer the beach over the pool. Any day, always. And I love sand. I love to get my toes all up in the sand. I love when you go into the water and you come out and the sand sticks to you.
Ew.
I do.
I hate nothing more than that.
I love to just be, like, sandy. I love when I get home from the beach and I take a shower and there's just so much sand. Like, I love in the summertime when my car has sand in it. Like, it makes me feel so summery. Like, I wasn't always like this. Like, I did not go to the beach like at all until high school when I became friends with Paige and she's a big beach girl and she converted me. And it's like, if middle school me like heard this, she'd be like, no. Like, she'd be like, no. I love sand.
I hate the beach. I hate the feeling of like leaving the beach when you are carrying everything. Oh, you're like slightly wet and like you have sand everywhere. You're just uncomfortable. And then you have to drive home and then you have to put all your stuff away and then you have to maybe wait for a shower because it's not your turn. And then you have to get like it's the worst.
I see. It's like that's I love so
the pool.
Funny.
I love a cunt moment at the pool. I love going to like a country club pool. I love that's going real. To like that is dream that's real. To me. Like I want to be waited on hand and foot. I don't want to
white
trudge.
Republican.
I don't want to trudge through the sand. Okay, and I don't want to get dirty. I want to take a nice little dip. Maybe play some games in the pool. And then I want to sip on a drink.
You could sip on a drink at the beach.
With sand all up in me? No.
It's funny because, like, everything you just said about, like, hating the beach is, like, I love, like, my, oh, my God, I love the drive home from the beach when my hair is still, like, wet. I'm sitting on a towel in my seat and, like, I feel, like, salty and, like, I don't know. And I'm a little, and I have the window down, the breeze in my, oh, my God, it's, like, it feels so freeing.
Okay, moving on.
I know we won't agree on it, but I just really want you to. And the thing is, I love the pool. I agree with the country club thing, and I agree. Like, it's just different vibes. I want to be dirty in the sand. I love, like, a shower after. It just, I know we'll never agree, but it's really.
No. Anyways.
Next.
What did you put? Your first one was just the beach?
Well, I put beach over pool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then. Reading in general is kind of summery to me. I don't really know why. I think maybe because
you had more free time when in the summer when you were a kid.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. Because I was a big reader, and that is probably when I read most. And recently, I've been getting back into reading. I've read like 4 books in the past, three books.
You're in a book club.
Me and my friends are doing a little book club. So I've read like 3 books in the past like 2 months, which is like crazy for me recently, at least. Like I used to read that more than that. But now it's like, it feels so good getting back into it. And because summer's coming up, it just feels like that. Like reading on the beach is just the best. And then I put that I kind of been thinking that I want to get back into surfing. I used to surf when I was like younger, like just like at like camps and like stuff like that and like a little bit. And it's not like I was ever like amazing at it, but like I could get up. And I just really like liked it. And the idea of maybe it's because I'm reading a book right now that has to do with surfing too, though. But it's like it was really fun.
Why
and
not?
It's a good exercise. And yeah, my last one, though, is painting / coloring.
Yeah.
Either like in a park, at the beach, just at home. Like when you get back from the beach, you shower, you feel all like so clean. And then you like sit down and you eat lunch and like color. Like a 5-year-old.
Honestly, that sounds nice. But right? I just don't like it. Yeah. Okay.
Or from the pool.
Yeah.
Or from the pool. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I don't know. All of those things, you're probably going to say things that I'm like, oh yeah, duh. But like.
Oh, I have a list.
Yeah. I felt, like, I don't know. Those were just the things that first came to me. So.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I have my summer uniform. Okay.
I'm in a bathing suit.
All I wear are shorts, a hat, and a big t-shirt.
Period.
That's
with a bathing suit underneath for me.
There is nothing else I could want to wear in summer besides that. There's nothing more comfortable or practical.
Yep.
And you can change it up when you go out
or
when you go to dinner.
Idea.
But you, and like when you go out, you can wear like pants, whatever. But like during the day, like
only
especially
sunshining.
When you lived in the South.
Oh, yeah. There was
like,
no other option.
There was no other option for those summers.
I was the crazy kid low-key, though, sometimes in high school. Like, I would just wear hoodies all the time sometimes, even when it was really hot.
Holy shit.
For no reason. I don't know. My mom would always be like, Kaylin, how are you? Like, okay. And I'd be like, I don't know. But I would wear hoodies a lot.
That's scary.
No, I know.
Anyways, that is my uniform
Love.
In the summer. And then I'll normally wear, like, my Birkenstocks or, like, my sneakers.
Me always Birkenstocks.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Next. An essential for me to have in summertime is aux.
Aux?
Like to play music.
Oh.
Because
I
always
like
have
ox,
like the best
animal.
Summer playlist.
No, real. Emily is playlist queen.
Thank
so
you.
True.
So I think that is
Emily's like required in summer, no matter who I'm with, I have to be on aux.
Exactly. Another summer essential for me, this one's kind of nostalgic, but a king cone. Do you know from like an ice cream truck or from like a 7-Eleven? It's a king cone and it has
king
like
cone.
Ice. It's kind of like a drumstick, and then it has the chocolate in the bottom of the cone.
Oh, like a drumstick.
So fucking good.
Like
yeah.
a drumstick ice cream. I fucking love those, and those are summer.
Yes, those are summer.
I really
period.
Like the chocolate filled drumsticks. Yes, but I don't. I like them without the peanuts on the outside.
Oh, I like the peanuts,
but I don't like nuts.
I'm gonna have to buy a box of drumsticks.
Need same Need. Actually. I'm literally about to stop at the store.
No, like that sounds so good. Okay, next on my essentials. This is a recent discovery for me. But having a quilt on your bed during summer.
I have a quilt. I have a quilt that
it
I love.
It is literally, like, I bought one. It is the best sleep I've gotten. Like,
quilt.
With it.
I have a quilt that my grandma gave me, and I love it.
I
and
just got
so
one from
summer.
Target as, like, my bedspread thing, and it's so nice.
I want to get a new bedspread.
Another essential for me, sunscreen. Can't go
okay,
anywhere
what,
without it.
What are you buying a certain brand? Are you brand loyal in sunscreen?
Yeah.
What brand?
I get the Hawaiian Tropic Cream SPF 50.
I'm brand loyal to Sunbum through and through. It's annoying because it's more expensive.
Yeah.
But I fucking love Sunbum. I have the face kind. I have the spray kind. I have the cream kind. I usually get 30 coverage to 50. Usually I'll get like 30 like of the
I'll
cream.
I'll do 30 sometimes
and
too.
50 in the spray. But I don't burn the way that you burn.
No.
Like, I, like, burn a little bit, but then just get tan really easy. Like, literally from the one day in Jamaica that I was in the sun, I think I got more tan than you guys did the whole trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do not tan.
Yeah.
Like, our
burn.
Skin tones
but you guys
are just
didn't
not
burn
like
too.
That.
You guys did good.
I didn't burn.
No.
No,
it was
I'm
great.
Good about applying it. And I like,
I'm not
I get,
good.
Like, red on my face, but I like that. Like, it's not, like, yeah. bad.
Oh, I love
getting.
But
there's times when it's bad.
That's so summer, getting, yeah. like, a little red.
So
and
summer.
Then your skin is always, like, nice in the summer, so you don't yeah. have to, like, put on any makeup. It's so good.
Another essential, a hammock. It's a summer essential.
Did
you
I not
have
say?
To have a hammock.
Did I not say when I was listening to my songs, this
yes.
makes me want to be in a hammock swinging by the palm trees?
Yes. And I want to so get real. One. For
I
want to. You know how yes. like my backyard has the
yes, you should.
The awning. I could string it right.
Emily,
in the
yes. I wish my balcony. I could probably fit a hammock, but then that's like the only thing out there that I would be yeah. able to have. But low key, I want to do an overhaul of my balcony, so maybe on the other side.
I need to get
side.
Back patio furniture.
You do, because if I were you, I'd be on that bitch every
well,
day.
Well, I have a table and chair out there.
Okay,
good. But it's just not like a.
You should do like, well, I mean, you don't have to. I would do like a privacy, like some sort of.
I know. I don't know how to do it. My neighbors did it and they like grew jasmine on it.
Oh, yeah.
So it like blocks it all out. It's
I mean, you could
so
also just
nice.
Buy like separators. It won't be as cute. Or you could, well, this is so me and so not you, but I would do like, or hang tapestries or something to like
no.
block it in.
That blocks all the sun.
Yeah, but you could like roll them up and roll them down.
No. No.
I like to be in like cave settings.
Well, yeah, because we get all of our light from those windows.
Oh,
so like
yeah,
if we block
true.
It, then we have like no sunlight.
That is so true.
Anyways, my next summer essential, beer pong.
Yes.
Every favorite memory.
Beer
of,
girl.
Okay, I drink a White Claw in those scenarios. Or like something like that. Like
I
a
do
seltzer.
Beer.
But every memory I have with beer pong is normally associated with like a party in the summer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. God, I remember like I would go to the sandbar when I was younger.
Yeah.
And there would always be people like table set up, like playing beer pong and stuff like at the sandbar. God,
love.
Sandbars. I haven't been to one in so long, but that summer, that's nostalgia summer. That's
love.
Vote white Republican
white
summer.
White Republican summer. Everything comes back.
Yeah.
And then I just have two more. First one is any summer toys, like any toy or activity that I'm going to play outside that I can set up really
yep.
quick and play. I'm going to
Do you
love.
Know what the game is? I saw these boys playing on the beach once and it's like there's a little trampoline and they're like
oh,
throwing a ball at it. What is I've
you
never
like,
heard that.
You like hit it to like the person you're playing against and then they have to hit it back and then your partner like it's like you hit the ball off
okay.
a trampoline and like pass it to
it
people.
Seemed hard they were really
it
running
is hard.
Around like
it's
I was
hard.
Like what are these boys doing spraying sand everywhere running around in circles I
but
was like y'all need to calm
stuff
down
stuff like that I love to try also playing catch love summer
just
summer.
A classic game of catch
yeah and yeah. then
Emily's an activity girl.
I need to be doing
something. On vacation,
something. That's
she
why
was
I love,
always like, that, I want to be playing ball. I want to be doing something.
Yeah. That's why I like lake life because you're never
There's more
just.
Activities.
Yeah. Like at the beach, you just sit there and like tan.
And
but
I
at the
it.
Lake, you just like do stuff. Like you're on a boat or you're swimming or you're tubing or you're like whatever. And then you have your break and you can like do other activities. Mm-hmm. And then you just
take a break from the activities to do other
and
activities.
And then you eat and like relax. It's like, oh.
Yeah. See, God. I love the beach because I get to turn off my brain and I'm laying there. Maybe I'll read a book and eat some snacks, but like it's just a time where I can, like, shut off my brain.
Yeah.
Which maybe is sad, but I just want to, like, just, like, relax.
And then my last one, cornhole.
We probably Kaylin have mentioned
and
it before.
Are such a good
fucking
cornhole
killer
partner.
Team. So we are,
like,
good.
It's scary.
Like, when it was, like, we discovered it by accident.
Now, where were we? We were
at
on the
Starland
rooftop.
Yard, right?
No, we were at that rooftop one first because you hit me.
Oh, yes.
And the guy was like, you just hit her in the vagina. And I was like, why did he say that?
Oh, my God, yes, in Savannah.
You know? I was like, why did he need to say vagina? He said, you just hit her. He was like, why did you just hit her in the vagina?
Literally. We were like, on this rooftop, like, bar in Savannah that had, like, a slide. It was a cute place. I don't remember what it was called. Moonshine or something like that.
Yeah.
It was cute. But, yeah, and they had cornhole. And that's when we discovered that we were so good. But then we also played at, like, Starland Yard and these other places.
Yeah.
And from then on, whenever we saw a cornhole, we fucking slayed.
We always win.
Always. We have
we
not lost.
We need to get one. I'll order one.
We need to, like, practice
I'm
and
gonna
find
a
league.
I'm going
to
get a Chicago Bears one.
Yeah.
For my backyard.
Okay. One of them should be Dolphins.
No. You can root for the Bears because I root for the Dolphins for you.
Okay, that's fair.
And they don't play each other that much.
Okay, fair.
Okay, good.
Deal.
And they're also blue and orange.
Oh, cute.
But just a
well,
darker blue.
We're teal.
True. True, true, true.
Teal and orange.
But that was it for my summer essentials.
Love. That was really good. And I feel like we both brought different, like, ideas of summer.
Totally.
And that's the great thing about summer. Summer is the time that you get to do the fuck you want.
It's your time.
And it's your time. And it's so real. I just love the sunshine.
I do too.
I really do. I'm, like, photosynthesizing all summer. So I'm so excited for us all to enter summer together.
Me too.
And have a great time.
Summer nights.
Summer. What's that song?
Yeah, that was right.
Nine. That was good, right?
That was kind of good. Oh my God.
Holy fuck. Well, we're not going to do a pop culture roundup today. There's just nothing that exciting going on right now. So
we need more tea.
We need more tea. And maybe if we're missing any, just comment it below and let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about
address
it.
Address it.
But yeah. Also, if you ever have any questions or anything, we want to do more Q&A episodes. So just leave them in the comments or DM us on Instagram.
Or send us crazy stories. Too.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you have stories you want us to read and react to.
I would love that.
We would have a great time laughing at that.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you can, send us your worst date story.
Oh, my God. Yes. No, wait. This is so good. Okay.
That's
yes.
So good.
Please send us in stories and we'll do, like, a puffer pass some sort of situation with
yeah.
it. We'll play a
we'll
game with your stories.
We'll smoke if we feel bad for you or something.
This one's for you.
Girl, that sucks.
That is so fucking funny.
Okay, love.
Yeah, okay,
work.
Love, guys.
So send in your stories.
Send us stories to make us feel bad for you.
We'll have so much fun.
I'm not kidding. Please. Send them.
Okay.
And you can be anonymous if you want. We don't have to say your name, but if you want us to, we can. But we can blank out name, all of that stuff. So it's okay. You can be honest and truthful.
Just tell us stuff.
Yeah, just tell us.
Just tell
we
us
won't tell.
Tea.
Yeah, we need tea.
We can have a new segment called Tea Time.
Yes, exactly.
Two birds tea time.
Two birds. Oh. We just did something just now live on camera.
There we go.
So yeah, please leave your stories. I'm about to post that on Instagram too.
Yeah, period.
Okay, guys, that's it, though. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we're happy to be back, doing good and having fun. Miss this. Miss chit-chatting.
Love you guys.
Illy, TTYL.
TTYL, XOX. Oh, rate the podcast.
Oh, yeah,
like
follow, the
follow the socials.
You guys know.
Subscribe.
Mwah. Mwah.